Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vai. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in.
So think about it like this. If you're connected with someone and something bad goes that happens in their life and they don't tell you and you don't tell them, 6 months from now, they're going to come into the office and that office is going to remind them of that bad time.
Mm, yep.
Okay. And they're going to go, you know what? I just got to get out of here. Right. Yeah. I got to get going.
Yeah. Instead of, man, I couldn't have gotten through that without these people.
That's exactly right. I was able to get from point A to point B because of what we went through. Now there's a bond that ties them that is that's a whole different level.
Yeah. Right? So I want to talk about one more thing, and then I'm going to ask you to summarize.
Yep.
I'll bring up 2 points, but it's going to lead to the main thing that I want to talk about. Number one, you know, we've kind of made this almost feel like it's a little bit Oprah.
Right.
Some people are there for like happy reasons, right? So, you know, not everybody. It's like I watched Old Yeller.
Right.
And I wanted to become a realtor because, right. You know.
Because somebody needs to buy the farm.
Somebody needs to buy that farm. And so there's a lot of great reasons, right? Don't be afraid to ask why that you know, everything's going to come back from that kind of emotional level. But number two is once you understand from a recruiting standpoint, and then once those people come on board, why they're there. As soon as you meet George, who you're sitting there recruiting, and he says, "Well, you know this," you find out this is why George wants to be, you know, or got into real estate. It's just going to click in your head instantly that whoa, Betty Sue got in here for the same reason, and we talk about it all the time about how okay, the interview is over. You know, they're thinking about it. You're thinking about it, whatever. And they walk out that door. Who is the best person to call George and say, George, you have to come here because of this. And I heard that you got into real estate for this reason. Dude, that's the exact same reason that I got.
Yep.
I'm here. Like I would love to break bread or talk shop or whatever with you.
Right.
And it's just a recruiting, it's an amazing recruiting piece.
Absolutely. It's recruiting magic. So even if you don't boil it down, which that's fantastic, there's going to be time and place where you can do that, where you can say, you got in for this reason, you got in for this reason. I want you guys to talk. Even if you can't relay that for whatever reason, being able to know that Betty Sue and George got into it for the same reason, mm-hmm. you don't even have to connect the dots for them. You're going to just be able to say, George, do you mind if I get one of the agents at the office to reach out to you to just talk to you a little bit about, you know, them being here, and you can ask them whatever questions you want to ask them and make sure I'm not pulling your leg.
Yeah.
They're going to start talking and there's going to be a kindred spirit there.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some connection there. If you really dug down, okay? And here's the danger of that whole money thing that we talked about at the beginning. Let's say that you say, George, why do you want to be here? Oh, I want to be here for the money. Okay. Don't ask any more questions. And then I asked Betty Sue, you know, 2 years ago, Betty Sue, why do you want to be here? Oh, I want to be here because of the money. Well, George wants to be here because of fishing. We've already talked about it, fishing with his dad. Betty Sue wants to be here because of some opposite, completely polar, different reason.
Save the fish.
That's exactly right. She wants to contribute to a charity called Save the Fish. And you never got to the bottom of that, right? You're going to hook the two of them up and they're going to start talking and there's not going to be that connection.
I like the hook, man. All right, guys. So we've set the hook, Matt.
Yep.
Right. So reel it in for us a little bit. Summarize, you know, the episode, you know, and then you know, after I get done, you know, showing everybody, you know, how they can connect with us, then we're gonna go through an action step. So give me that
Love
summary.
It. So crying's okay, right? But not ideal on every appointment.
Right.
Once you understand why your team got into real estate, use that to help leverage their success. But the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you ask those questions on the front end, right? That's going to be the key thing. So whether they're entrepreneurial minded, freedom, you know, they wanted freedom of schedule, a history of real estate or sales success in their background, or they love being around people and helping people and opening doors and showing houses and all that kind of stuff, regardless of why they got in there, those four reasons or the 800 million other reasons, regardless of what those are, you need to understand what they are and look for a pattern of that within your office.
Yep, I love it. Guys, before I give you, you know, like I may ever given you the action step, before Matt gives you the action step, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on YouTube, make sure you hit that red subscribe button as well, and also hit that bell right beside of it. You get notified every time we drop a new episode. Guys, if you just want to see our culture and get to know the reasons why we do what we do, go to prospectboomerang.com. You can listen to all our podcasts there, of course. Just click that tab. You'll also be prompted to sign up for our free VIP list, where we'll send you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks straight to your inbox every single month. We love doing those things.
Yep.
But, Matt, let's drop an action item on them. Let's tell them what they can do, what they can take away from the podcast, and then I'll tell them whether or not I feel like it's a good action item.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So
you're being judged.
Yep. I am being judged, as always. So really dig in your office and find out the why. But here's what I would do first. I'd lay out my roster. Okay. If it's a, you know, 100-person roster, whatever it is, I'd lay it all out and I'd write next to it. I'd take the time and I would write down why I think that they're there.
Okay.
Then I'm not going to tell them that that's what I wrote down. Then I'm going to reach out to everybody, have a cup of coffee with them, and ask them and go three deep on why they're actually there. And then I would compare the two.
Yeah. See how close you were.
See how close you were or weren't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's scary. That's scary. That's going to be scary. But the cool thing is, guys, they don't have to know.
That's right.
Right? So, this is something, you know, you're starting the process and you're just saying how right you were. And I guarantee that the people that you were right.
Yep. Are loyal brand ambassadors.
Yeah, are loyal brand ambassadors. You're like, man, I hope this person never leaves. And I really don't have any fear of them leaving,
right,
you know, anytime soon.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was a great action item. First time ever. I'm joking.
See, I'm never judged, people.
That was a great action item. Yeah, guys, go do that. And once you join the groups and things, you know, put it in there and say, hey, you know, I got 17 agents and I was right on 14 out of 17. We would love to hear that. That'd be pretty cool information.
Yep.
So, guys, we do these things, you know, meaning these podcasts. We drop these action items. You know, I keep that flow so silky smooth from the beginning all the way till the end. And we do this for one single reason and one reason alone. And tell them why that is, big guy.
Because we just want to be part of their win.